afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Witteroad II with the Ralph Witteroad Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And we're going to talk about the Rappert case in just a little bit. I think it's won. I see no way out of it, and it's going to get worse. And I'm not bragging. I'm not trying to be narcissistic, arrogant. But I probably know more about the IRS than very few people in the United States. And thanks to a lot of people's donations of information, and especially to Amy Bunk of the Federal Register, which got me through a couple of understanding. I needed somebody of authority to affirm what I thought might be so, of how to read the stuff, the document. It's like a blueprint. If you can't read it, you're going to have a hell of a time building it. And thanks to Westlaw and with Rappert, I had to go back into information that I'm going to be talking about that I haven't looked at for several years, because I really got in depth in this. I'm bound determined I am going to expose these lying criminal SOBs for what they are. And Rappert's case is an amazing case. They have nothing. Zero. Zilch. It's a vindictive judicial. Can't think of the word here. I'll think of it in a minute. A lynching. Judicial lynching is what they're doing. Same thing they did to Christ. No facts. Just judicial lynching. But I got to make a few comments about the Democratic Convention. I didn't watch the damn thing. Pardon my French. I don't have the time. I don't have the patience. But the things that few things that I did see come out of it is unbelievable. To get on the stage, Trayvon Martin's mother and Brown's mother. Trayvon Martin was the thug that she booted out of her house. Oh, there's motherly love. And Brown in Ferguson committed 4 felonies in 11 minutes, minimum. And they buried him in a caisson with a horse pulling at a white casket. You can't make this stuff up. Like he's an otter or something. What is it? In the world of criminality, he's right up there with the Clintons. And they bring them on the stage and give them a place of honor at the Democratic Convention, which is Lucifer's. The Democratic Party is so evil. The Republican Party is full of people that are evil. But I tell you, the Democratic Party is Lucifer's party. There's no doubt about it. Why would you bring up criminals, mothers, on the stage and give them a position of honor? That tells you right there what they're about. I couldn't believe it. And then the honoring the police officers, the Black Lives people boo them. Do we have police officers that are out of control in this country? A few, yes. Because it's corrupt from the top to the bottom. Obama, lying Loretta Lynch, Speaker Ryan, he's a lying piece of garbage. Connell, or whatever his name was, the president of the Senate, another one. These people are evil. They're all making money. It's greed and power. I encourage anybody and everybody to go see Hillary's America by Denise D'Souza. I've seen it, I think, 4 or 5 times. I'm going to go see it one more time tonight after the show. That is an amazing, very well put together movie. Andrew Jackson did a good thing about the banks, killing the banks and balancing the budget, but he was not a nice guy. And he's the head of the Democratic Party. Well, he was the beginning of the Democratic Party, per se. It's an amazing movie. I sat there in awe. I knew some of these things, but not all of it to the degree. And it's an extremely well put together movie. I highly recommend take time to go see it. Get your friends to go see it. The Democratic Party and Hillary is a of Lucifer's. They're Saul Alinsky's Lucifer's avatars. They're evil. Pure evil. Lies. I can't even imagine how these people can sit up there and do the stuff and on the stage. I mean, they just lies. It's just one lie after another. And that's why I'm going to make a distinction here in the show today, again, about the inquisitorial world and the adversarial constitutional world. We're not taught to recognize it. It's just, it's as black and white as the Matrix, the movies, if you saw the Matrix. It's between reality and the lies, the fictional world. And it's just, I don't know what to say. It boggles the mind. It's beyond unbelievable. It's like uncontrolled insanity. That's what hell's all about. There's no truth. There's no facts. There's no objectivity. It's all subjective stuff. Nothing's based on facts. There's no rule of law. There's no moral fiber. It's all lies. If it's lies, what's my lie is your lie is this lie. So there's nothing. There's nothing to base. There's no foundation. This is Lucifer. This is Saul Alinsky that dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer. Imagine anybody that would donate a book to Lucifer. That ought to tell you something right there. And Planned Parenthood is targeting the minorities. They put this to kill the babies of the blacks, and then the blacks get around and vote for them. Are they, like, stupid? They don't know. Better go see the movie. Wake up. Say, it's an amazing movie. I can't say enough good about it. I've met Denise DeSoso up here. I've got some information I'd like to get him interested in. Stealing Our Republic, which I'm going to talk about here. And what Rappert is in Minnesota. There is absolutely zero zilch, nothing in support of what they did. And they provide the information to impeach themselves. And they still haven't surrendered yet. We're going to find out Monday when I say we, everybody, me and Richard and his wife Judy, will find out Monday what they're going to do, if they're going to do a directed verdict or if they really want to continue on Wednesday. I am working on the research. I come up here and did some more research here before the show. And the 1099 is a crock of smoke and mirrors nonsense. It was set up initially for employees. And they try to get around and expand this. It's just, I can't make this stuff up anymore. But I have a great understanding of it. And even I'm pushed because it is convoluted, is to sort it out and make it simple. And I've got to get it into a flow chart because a lot of people need flow charts. I talked to one of my good friends, Chuck, which is leaving Alaska. Amazing, talented guy, just like Richard is in what he does. And a lot of people learn different. And my friend Chuck, he has to. I used to teach classes. I used to draw pictures on the boards. And that's the way he learned. And a lot of people learn from flowcharts. So I'm going to get very familiar and put this all together in a flowchart. And if these SOBs want to take Richard, and they're taking me on August 3rd, they want to find out about why 1099s are a crock of smoke and mirrors, they're going to find out. They have it up in the brief that I put out, 101 pages, up in their legal research department. And I think I've found the format that is going to be helpful, is to put the charges and then put the definitions and put the definitions parts in there, and then put all the code sections, put the law into it, and then the questions that go in behind it. I think I've got I've struggled with it. I think I've got a good format. I need some tweaking yet, but tell me it ain't so. It's going to read like a book. We're going to take the 1099s down by Wednesday. If they want to go. If these guys want to bring it on, hey, you're talking to the right guy, boy. I'll have it all ironed out by then and written down, and let's get it on. And the big thing about what Rappert's contribution to this whole thing is the bench trial. I totally encouraged him not to do the bench trial, and he stuck to his guns. And the bench trial is the only way to fly, because that's where the flax and the law, based on the transcript that we got from Judge S-E-N-Y-K, Senek. The law and the facts never attach until you have a bench trial, because the thing that happens in these trial by juries is an inquisitorial con. And I saw in this, I'm sitting there, and Richard doesn't understand all of this stuff because I didn't get time to get it into a flow chart, and I can't download. I can't do what Richard's does. I can't. I mean, he's got a amazing, got a full machine shop with more stuff than you, and abilities, and all kinds of heavy machinery, a complete woodworking shop, and a welding shop, and that's not my corner of the world. He's got that gift. I can't go there. I mean, I can learn all that stuff, but not to the degree that he has. And I have a gift given in logic, in theoretical logic, and I need to put it into pictures so that people can see the theoretical flow chart. It's like trying to give directions from Alaska to get through Canada to get to Kansas. I can give directions, but it sure helps to have a map, a picture. Makes things a lot better so that then you can make a determination why you are turning at this point here and moving to that point. And that's what I've got to do next. And I've got a good friend that has been leaning on me big time to do it, but I've just... this research chews up hours and hours and hours. But that's fine. This is what I do. I enjoy what I do. Because we're going to take these SOBs down. We are. We're going to expose them for what they are. And I'll just say one more thing about it. I just can't imagine that people would vote anybody, these movie stars that get up there and support Hillary. Are these people minus a brain? Golly gee whiz. I mean, how do these people that get up there and it's all based on greed and money and power. There absolutely can, nobody could move forward and not know the evil criminal empire that Bill and Hillary, they have taken it to a degree that nobody has ever taken it to in this country. Even Obama's not that good. And he is putting his arm around her. She is the most qualified. He just forgot to say what? To be head of the most successful criminal syndicate so far in this country. In the halls of our government. They have corrupted it from the FBI to the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, all the way to the bottom to some of the cops, because some of the cops realize they won't be prosecuted. I do not support any killing of any cop. Period. I've had cops come after me. There are cops that get out of control, but we need police. And I fully support. I am so tickled. It just, the cockles of my heart are just brimming over with happiness that those six cops that in Baltimore, that gal that made them guilty before they even had a chance to a, quote, trial by jury, or three of them had a bench trial and one a trial by jury that got hung. The three bench trials walked. Because when you have to put the law with the facts, and what they were doing is intent and all that, is a difficult thing to prove. And she was making political hay, and they gave us over $6 million to their families. Based on what? Was there a civil trial? Was there a what? Oh, well, it's a political thing to do. Now those cops are suing Baltimore, and I hope to hell they clean their freaking clocks. I hope they make all them cops multimillionaires. Would the cops do some of the things that they should have? They have tied him in. And I'm sure there were some things they did wrong. But not to the degree of trying to kill him. No, there's no facts to support that. And this guy was a career criminal. He had history of, when he would get arrested, of trying to get damaged to make something happen so he could make money. He was taking advantage of it. He was a career criminal. He was a con man. Well, he got conned. My guess is, and I don't have any facts to support it, that he tried to do some injuries and that thing sliding around in there, and he probably overdone it. Do I cry for him? Nope. Career criminal, not my problem. As far as I'm concerned, world's a better place. It's not up to me to make that judgment, but I don't have any sympathy for him, and I'm glad those cops all got off because of the way that mayor allowed the blacks in that city to burn their own stuff down. God, oh, frickin' mighty, you think if they're going to burn somebody's stuff down, they'd pick on somebody else's property. They burn their own people's stuff down and allow them to work out their frustrations. Imagine if you were a policeman in that city. You just stand there. Oh, no, just let those people work their frustrations. They're little. They're not grown up. They're not adults. They have a racial attitude. They're taught to hate. That's not what all America is all about. You either get in to be an American citizen or you don't. You get a job. You get accountable. And that mayor was just as bad as the thing. And then after they did all that, guess what happened? The crime rate went way up. The murders go up in Baltimore. Imagine. Well, if I was a cop, I'd let them blacks kill blacks or blacks kill anybody else. I'd stand up. Why would I endanger my job? Hey, just go at it. I'll come along and pick up the pieces. This is what y'all wanted. Enjoy. Ask, ye shall seek, and ye shall find. It's unbelievable. The truth anymore is such a tough thing, and I don't understand mainstream media, other than the fact that there is a tremendous percentage of the mainstream media is controlled by the Jewish people, the false Jews, actually. So maybe that's the link there. I mean, they support all this stuff. They get right in behind it. They support the criminality in America. They support Hillary. I just don't get it. I really don't. I'm hearing something. What am I hearing here? Thumping. It's the thumping noise here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and there's somebody, I just got to say this. This is, I use Skype a lot, 7 days a week. I never have trouble with Skype until I get on RBN, and then there's just, I don't know. It's, what can I say? I just have to say, a conspiracy theorist, that somebody out there is tweaking the somethings. Anyways, let's get back to Richard's. Rappert's case in Minnesota. It's a bench trial. I flew up. They had me fly up. They paid for me to fly up. And it was interesting because I, John Thornton and McAlpine, James McAlpine, paid almost most of the money to get me a new Mac Pro, a little teeny guy, so that I, because I have trouble seeing. I use a big screen and blow things up. This little Mac Pro that's only about 7 inches around and less than 10 inches high. That was a hoot getting that thing through security. Every time I went through security with it, everybody thought that thing was a bomb. It's black, and I had it on a carry-on, and they would get their sniffers over there, then they would get the paper, and they would wipe it around it and inside of it, and then they'd take the paper over and put it in some machine, and then they'd get a couple of them come over and say, "Is that a computer?" It was a hoot. They'd never seen one. They've been out since 2013. Extremely powerful. 1 terabyte of solid-state memory and four computers working at over 4 gigabytes on the accelerator. Amazing machine. That was really helpful when I went up to – I got it into Richard's place up there. I forgot the power supply, so we had to go buy another monitor. Used monitors, that bigger one. So it worked just fine. We just plugged it in. We used Richard's printer and stuff that he had there at Judy's. So that worked out great. Got a lot of home-cooked meal. That was a danger to my health, but, you know, it didn't really do anything to it. That's amazing, and I'm not sure why. It's organic stuff. I got to watch that organic home-cooked stuff. Bad for you, right? Anyways, we went to this trial up there, a bench trial. And we listened to these people do the 1099s. And the 1099, and I've got the research here of the Supreme Court, it's like a 1099 is like a schedule, A or something. It's a schedule that attaches to a form 1040. I got a Supreme Court case on that. It is not evidence of anything in and of itself without the original document. It's like a schedule of stuff that you would put out if those that are filling out Form 1040s. And this criminal case, they kicked it out because they needed the 1096, which is the like a Form 1040. It's under the penalties of perjury. And then you attach the 1099s to give it veracity as to its truthfulness, trustworthiness. And now I had to go back through my research. I had done a tremendous amount of research on IRS. I went back to the beginnings of the regulations that they were Part 19, and they were Part 29, and they were Part 39 before the 1954 IRS code. Then they went and changed to subtitles A, income taxes. That's Part 1. Subtitle B, Part 20, gifts of state. Subtitle C, employment taxes. That's Part 31. Subtitle D, excise taxes. There are about 4 or 5 chapters of those which have nothing to do with nothing. An excise tax is a built-in tax like alcohol that's built in by the government before we ever see it. And Subtitle E, which is ATF, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. There are five separate types of Internal Revenue Taxes. Internal Revenue Taxes. In this testimony down there, nobody on the 1099s other than the IRS tells me to do it, so I just do it. They threaten me, if I don't do it, I'll be fined. That's the length, that's the depth of your knowledge. Have you studied the Internal Revenue Laws? Nope. Have you studied the Minnesota Revenue Laws? Nope. And the best one was this gal that got up and said, well, what do you rely upon for the trustworthiness of the 1099? QuickBooks software out of my computer. Wow, I'm impressed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave home solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, we're back here, and what's happening is just absolutely astounding up there. And I don't know what to say, but anyway, we sat through this, and they treated the witnesses that came in as though it were a trial by jury. Couldn't make really bring up the law. They didn't want to hear that. That's fine. We got the questions in that we needed to impeach them, but the 1099s are like a schedule, like I say, to a 1096. The IRS will not accept 1099s without the main document under the penalties of perjury signed by the person that issued the 1099s as being trustworthy. That ought to tell us something right there. And the Supreme Court says you can't indict somebody without those two documents together. So now, what are they trying to do? And what they're trying to do, they take 1099s, which is all they have. They're trying to take 1099s, which are under their subtitle C, taxes, employment taxes. There is no such thing as a subtitle. There's no such thing as a deficiency of subtitle C. The wages, subtitle C, comes out of the Social Security Act. That's a statutory employer, statutory employee. The only authority the IRS has is for deficiencies is subtitle A. Now, the deficiency can be subtitle B for gifts for those people in subtitle A, but if you go look at the definition under 6211, the type of tax for deficiency, it says means. It's subtitle A, which is income taxes, subtitle B, gifts of state. It skips C and goes to D, excise taxes. There are only three. That's the only three types of taxes. There could be a deficiency or notice of deficiency is subtitle A. That's it. It's conclusive. It's means. There's no wiggle room. The judges are out of it. It's a statutory, unambiguous statement behind means. No discretion. That's the only way to beat these guys, by the way. You can't beat them with the Constitution. It's irrelevant to the people. You're not going to beat them with court cases because it's discretion. Well, that's your interpretation of it. Yada, yada, yada. I finally figured all this out. It took a while, but I'm a little slow sometimes. But you keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Pretty soon you wake, you say, well obviously I need to change my, what I think I know is so is not so. Statutory and the subsidy regulation stuff that Texas did down there is the only ways to get these guys out in the open. So anyway, we sat and we watched this 1099 nonsense go through. And finally, one of them came up that actually was they had documented that had done withholding. Judge Sinek, absolutely, he was not going to allow the definition of withholding agents in the trial. He just said, I'm not going to do that. He would stop. He got to where even before the objection from Hauser. Hauser was the prosecutor, not a smart guy at all. Not. He's used to the good old boys. We do the trial by jury. We lie our butts off. We have a whole trial, just like most, almost every IRS trial. When you finally become enlightened enough to understand what's going on, the jury is subjected to a whole trial of what's called non-essential facts. nothing to do with the supporting the essential elements of the crime, the alleged crime. Nothing. And the facts of the law never get together. They don't give the jury until the final jury instructions the essential elements of the crime, and they don't have a clear understanding at all. They've been conned for a whole 3 or 4 days of non-essential stuff. Well, you had checks, you had buckle coins, you did this, you got money, you got wages. Wages is subtitle C, has nothing to do with subtitle A. Period. The concept. What is the concept that we're not taught between how do we start off with the, if we don't have the basic, like a moral fiber, the Ten Commandments, if we don't have a moral fiber to distinguish the adversarial constitutional republic from the matrix, which is the headless fourth branch of government agency, which is inquisitorial. What's the difference between adversarial and inquisitorial? In the adversarial world, you start off with probable cause. Police, do investigation, FBI, you're supposed to go have a preliminary examination. The judge makes a, if it's done constitutionally, makes a determination of probable cause. It's all right in the, I've got it right out of a Supreme Court case. It's in the Alaska territorial stuff, step by step. The judge then, you have an opportunity to make, to call in and deny the charges, but guess what? The people that make the charges have to have a law, a known legal duty. Well, they can't do IRS because it doesn't exist. So they do away with it. They put it into a rule, Rule 5 and 5.1 of the Federal Rules of Court. So we bypass that part. Then it goes to the grand jury, which is our most important inquisitorial body to make a republic work. They can investigate anybody for anything based on their own initiative if they want. The power of inquisition. Their power of inquisition is to be limited to, or not limited, but to be guided by the probable cause from the judge. He puts him, well, okay, it's about this crime or that crime or whatever. They just don't start out there with no directions. But they can do that, by the way, because it's important. We need that ability in our republic. But guess what? That inquisitorial body, the power of inquisition, and there's all kinds of cases saying that, they can't fine, not one penny. They can't imprison for 1 second anybody. They issue a true bill by a simple majority. That's the inquisitorial, most important. They pass it off to the adversarial system. In the adversarial system, hearsay evidence is not normally allowed. And what first-hand knowledge, what the custodian of the record, those type of things. We want real evidence. What does not happen in an adversarial system, which happens in the inquisitorial world, this is a major issue. People do not understand. The burden of proof. Oh, with the IRS, I do this, and then the burden of proof swaps. It's like a ping pong game. Well, the burden of proof swaps from me to the IRS, and the burden of proof swaps back and forth. That is not an adversarial system. Evidence does not put the burden of proof back and forth. A major issue to understand. Anytime somebody says there's a burden of proof is on you now, or the burden of proof is the other way, you're in the inquisitorial world and run like hell and figure out what's going on, because you're about to get screwed. In the adversarial world, only real evidence and some hearsay is allowed in on certain conditions. And then And they, if we had a true trial by jury, they would have the essential elements of the charge before, and then the prosecutor would say, well, this would be in support of that essential element. They never do that. Never. You're not going to see it. Didn't even see it in Rappert's case. They're putting on non-essential facts. Never tied it to any essential element. Never identified, well, this fact is in support of that essential element. This is what we're trying to prove. They never do that. They can't. Because it doesn't exist. So, in a true trial by jury, then the facts would be tied to the law. Then the jury would make a decision, and the jury has the right to make a determination if the law is or not correct. Still there. And then they would make a determination for the judge. The judge is to be independent. He's bought and paid for in most cases. The Oliver, the Supreme Court case says we have allowed these several states, the governments, to go outside their constitutions and experiment. Do anything they want, and we, in the land of Oz, in this inquisitorial world, we will draw the guidelines. That's Ed Oliver. They said it. The Supreme Court justices, they know. We just don't know because we think we know what's going on. We are not in a constitutional republic at this time. We're in an inquisitorial environment. It's a con. So anyways, and we sat up there and I listened to it, and Judge Cynic. He has great patience, more patience than anybody I've ever seen, any judge in Alaska. I'll give him that. But he was guarding certain things that happened in that trial. He did not want them on the record. So, anyway, getting back to this, I want to get this distinction between the inquisitorial and the adversarial world. Because if we don't understand the basic foundation, you got nothing to build on. You can't do this from rote. There is no such thing in the adversarial as a burden of proof swapping back and forth. This is like he said, she said, I said, he said, she said, I said. No, that's not the adversarial world. That's inquisitorial. Inquisitorial is where one person or a group make their own determination without the law. And they come up with a decision, one person only. One person can do it and say, because I said it so, it's so. That's agencies. This is what makes them so dangerous. These, all of these code officers, all these people that are not public officers, they have no discretion from you or me. The world is upside down. In a constitutional republic, our inalienable rights come from the Creator, direct Declaration of Independence. And then we granted a limited delegation of that power to the several states, and out of that, for a more perfect union, some to the United States. That's the way it's supposed to work. In the inquisitorial world, there is no inalienable rights to the Creator. We can't have him involved in my life. Everything is upside down. It's all based on lies. It's all based on I said, she said, he said, whoever's in power. There is no rule of law. There's no moral code, moral fiber at all. It's just whatever I say it's going to be. This is the world we live in today. It's a con. So how do we know this? How can we look at it another way? In an adversarial world, there are prohibited acts. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not murder. These type of things. But there is a prohibited act after that prohibited act is proven beyond a reasonable doubt. There is a penalty. That's the adversarial world. In the adversarial world, in the civil side, there are contracts for performance. Benefits, both ways, are express contracts or implied in fact contracts. like when we give away our cars and we don't know what. But anyway, express contracts. If I were made a contract with Richard to do logging and I didn't do it, then there could be penalties for non-performance of a civil contract. That's the adversarial world, by contract. In the world of adversarial, we can also do implied in law contracts. Now, whether they're perfectly legal, I don't think so. I would say no, because what we do is we borrow, we want a benefit. We are binding us to use something that somebody else has. It's not a bona fide contract. You can't get them into the court of claims. 1040 is a implied in law contract. I am binding myself that I am volunteering something for some benefit. And that's apparent in Minnesota, which I'll get to in a minute, why you would do that. Credit cards. I want to use somebody else's credit because I don't have the money, so I want to use your credit. Loans for banks. I want to use the credit of some bank. Of course, the bank gets around as soon as they get your signature, and they sell it off discounted, and they turn that signature of their credit into money. That's the scam. That's a con. Vehicles. You go in, you sign an attorney, in fact, creating a bona fide contract, even though it's because you're getting the benefit, you're paying money, and you're getting the benefit of their tag and their protection and all that nonsense. So it'll qualify as a true implied in fact contract, same as an express contract. That's how they steal our car. And you can go into any dealership, just go in and ask them for the attorney in fact contract, and you'll see right in there. You're giving it all away before you ever even drive it out of the dang parking lot. I can't believe I've done these things. I've done them. So what can I say? So, and that's the adversarial world. In the inquisitorial world, they are pressuring me to do something. They are trying to intimidate me to do something. They are trying to put fear into me. I want you to do this. That does not exist in the adversarial world. There is a known legal duty. There's a sales tax, there's a known legal duty to pay it. Everybody's got to pay it on this. That's a known legal duty. It's passed. The Internal Revenue laws for income, Subtitle C, all that, there is no known legal duty. In Rappert's case and others, in Minnesota, it says penalty statute. So you're being penalized for what? Now, the courts have ruled that it's a the Second Circuit, there's a known legal duty as an issue of law. Well, Judge Senek hasn't issued it for income tax because he can't. It don't exist. Back in a minute.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and how do they pull this con off? How do they do it? Your signature. So anyway, as I was getting to, in the inquisitorial world, it doesn't exist in the adversarial world. If there is a known legal duty, I can read it. In the inquisitorial world, it isn't there. They do a con, though, to get your signature. One of them is to be a citizen of the United States, a federal citizen. And a federal citizen only has residence. It does not have people domiciled. It does not have citizens of the several states. You're a federal citizen. It's the definition of the United States as a territorial outside boundaries, as though there are no several states within it. That's the game that they play. That's what they're doing. John in California, I guess you got a question or comment on what we're talking about?
Yeah, mostly just some questions, Ralph. Thanks a lot for this discussion. This guy, Rappert, it was a little confusing your last half hour or so. You keep talking about the Internal Revenue Code and subtitles A through E, and I was under the understanding, or maybe it's a false impression, I thought this was a Minnesota income tax case that Rappert's involved in.
Okay, hold on just a minute before you get there.
Okay.
The Minnesota tax is based, piggybacked on the existence, which I'm leading into, of a valid income tax under the Internal Revenue Service. It uses their code. It's in like 300 places. They adopt their stuff. So the Minnesota is piggybacked. It can't even exist until the federal. I'm leading up to that. But there are
They use the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26 of the U.S. Code, as their code. Is that what you're saying?
They do. They actually adopt 61 gross income. Okay. They adopt taxable income. They use taxable year. Yep. They do.
See, that's what's so... Okay, so there's not a separate Minnesota state income tax code, is what you're saying. Is that true?
It's piggybacked on the existence of Title 26. They've attached to it. What I'm getting to, which is where I'm leading, which is fine, the state, Minnesota state income tax, their tax cannot exist if the federal tax does not exist first. And they use definitions out of the federal, because if they're piggybacked on it, obviously they got to stick to the same regulations of gross income, taxable year, because if they didn't, it couldn't exist. They couldn't coexist. But the federal has to exist, and they put that out, which I'm leading to. It has to exist if there's no requirement for the federal, or if they haven't suckered you into signing up for it, they can't move.
So they say that in their Minnesota tax code, the piggyback version, that the federal
they put it out in their discovery. I'm getting
to
it.
That was bothering me when you were on John Stadmiller's show the other day or last week, because and I think his guest Ron McDonald was a little confused too, because both he and I live in California. And California has its own tax code, but the first thing you've got to do when you fill out a California 540 form is you've got to go to line 33 of the IRS 1040 form and take that number, which is the adjusted gross income, and
it's
put that
line,
number.
It's usually line 43.
Or whatever the line number is.
Yeah,
whatever
it is. Right, yeah. That tells you right there. You've got the same problem. If you haven't done that, they can't move.
There isn't. But they seem to ignore that every time I send them a letter to dispute the...
and I'm showing the way how to go about doing this. That's what
okay.
This is all about.
Right. Thank you. Yep. Oh, wait, one last thing, Ralph. Can you hold me over?
Yeah, I can. I'll just tell the guy down
real
there to drop you in the toilet and flush you.
real quick question when you get done. When you get back.
Sure.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is...